Before we get started, we just wanted to thank you for all your support.
Join us on Patreon for exclusive bonus content and make sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Carried Away Podcast.
Let's get into the episode.
Hello and welcome. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to season 3, episode 6. No. Sorry, can you guess what episode I'm editing at the minute?
She's editing episode 6. That's why it's on the brain. But I was there to save it, you know? I was there to confirm.
Yeah. Sorry.
16.
16. Let's just try that again.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to season 3, episode 16.
Hello, 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 episode 16. I am ready. Mm-hmm. I am ready for you, episode 16.
Can you believe we're here? Like 3 episodes left of season 3. What on earth?
It's not right. It's not right. It's just not.
It really isn't. Before we get into 16, would you like to give a little recap of what happened in episode 15?
Yes. So episode 15, we had Samantha, who was working for Jenny Breyer, and through Jenny Breyer appreciated the fact that she actually had a childhood, because Jenny was very much not a complete, you know, a complete child. She was doing some things she shouldn't have been doing.
Wanted to be an adult.
She wanted to grow up too quickly, but Samantha appreciated the fact that she had a childhood, even though in a previous episode she definitely said that she was having sex at 13, which is the same age as that Jenny was. So I was like,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, then Miranda got braces and quickly had them removed, because she got food stuck in them and she was like embarrassed. She was
on a date. She got the food stuck in them.
Yeah, she wasn't just at home. She was on a date, and yeah, she just quickly realized that she wasn't going to work. So she got them, had them removed. And as they say in the episode, she resumed her life as a 34-year-old tongue thruster.
Yeah.
Charlotte tried to get Trey to have a bionic penis.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't
to get
quite
one to have to one buy installed.
Yeah. How does one install a bionic penis?
If anybody knows, please let us know.
If you have a bionic penis, send us a message.
Please.
Trey wasn't too happy with that idea, though. And yeah, he's just... Was the last episode when they went to therapy and we had the Rebecca and Schooner situation?
Yes, we met Rebecca and Schooner.
We did. And we also learned about Charlotte's like ultimate sexual fantasy. Mm-hmm. And it included her in a forest riding a unicorn.
Yeah, she's a fairy princess riding
a unicorn. Yeah, she's a fairy princess, correct, mm-hmm. correct. And then Carrie dated Wade, who was a comic book guy who lived with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up taking the weed home and not Wade, because that lasted all of an episode.
Yeah. Goodbye, Wade.
Yes, goodbye, Wade. Hello, weed. But yeah, that was sort of the wrap up of last week's episode.
Okay, well, thanks very much for the recap. It was a good episode. And you know what? I think the next 2 episodes are quite good too.
Okay. I agree.
We shall get into episode 16. The title is Frenemies. Air date was 1st of October 2000, directed by Michael Spiller and written by Jenny Bix. The opening scene, we see Miranda getting ready in her apartment. And Carrie says in the voiceover, in a city where cynicism is as prevalent as pashmina, there is nothing more hopeful than the getting ready for the first date routine. His name was Will O'Connor. He was a smart, cute urban planner Miranda had met at Starbucks. when he had mistaken her latte for his double cap and had offered to make it up to her by buying her a real drink that Saturday. So Miranda's getting back out there after the mishap in the last episode. We then cut to Samantha's apartment and she's having sex and literally the bed is moving across the room.
Like, the bed was on wheels. I was literally watching it and I was like, that bed is on wheels. If I was Samantha Jones, I'd be like, you bolt that fucker down to the ground. Like,
yeah, yeah.
We want to make sure that bed is not going anywhere.
And it was going everywhere.
But did you notice? It was like, I don't know if it actually was Kim Cattrall in that section, because you don't really see Samantha's face.
No.
But the feet that were supposed to be Samantha's were literally black with dirt. I was like, there's no way that's Kim Cattrall. Well, that is so not.
I did not notice that. That is observant. Oh gosh. Yeah. Carrie says in the voiceover that Samantha preferred the saying goodnight to the first date routine. His name was Sebastian Wise, and for Sam, it was a very good night. We then cut to Trey and Charlotte's apartment, and they're in bed together. And Carrie says, meanwhile, uptown, Trey and Charlotte were practicing their new routine. So they're like trying to have sex, and it's a very like, you know, it's almost like a bit of a procedure. It's not like as, yeah, you know,
the steps, the steps. It ain't just happening.
And Trey's like, right, okay, Schooner's got his seals up, right? And he's like, alrighty, he's coming into the harbour, here I come. And he's really like prepping for it. He's just like, yep. And then there's just a face of like disappointment. And he's just like, the wind died. And he lies next to Charlotte and he apologises. And Carrie says that after a week of the same routine, the only thing getting up in their bed was Charlotte's libido. So at the end of what happened at the end of the last episode with them? Did they just, oh yes, he was masturbating.
Yeah.
And he had put the pictures, or Charlotte had put the pictures of her in the porn.
In the magazine, yeah.
In the magazine, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. In jugs. Yeah, so they were obviously trying step by step. So they were doing something anyway. It's not like, because before he wasn't trying at all. So
it's a lot of progress considering he wouldn't even talk about it. Now he's trying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think it's because he knows that he can't blame it on not being a sexual person anymore ever since she caught him masturbating.
Exactly, exactly. We then cut to Carrie in her apartment and she says, as for me, my routine had become very routine. I was spending almost every night in working.
What? I'm sorry. Every night in working. You have one column. That's an hour. An hour of writing.
There's a reason why she's...
But at this point, we're supposed to believe that. I know. We know why. We're going to get there. But at this point, are we supposed to believe that?
Well, I don't... Considering how it goes, like, later in the episode, I don't know what she was doing for the week.
Yeah, she was doing fuck all.
Like, do you know what I mean? Because... Yeah. Anyway, we will get there. So Miranda then calls Carrie. She just says, he's 3 hours late. And she just said, obviously, she's been stood up. And she says, he could have at least got to know me before he rejected me. And she asks Carrie, like, to go for a drink instead. And Carrie says no, because she's getting ready to teach a learning annex called Bright Lights Date City. It's a seminar on where to meet men. Okay.
Okay.
So that's why she's been spending every night in for the past week working. And again, we'll get there as to why I don't know what she was doing.
She wasn't.
She wasn't working.
She wasn't. She was trying on shoes.
Oh, dear.
She's probably prepping her outfit. That was like the work.
Potentially. Will had given Miranda his home number, right? So she decided, which was a very bold move, that she was going to call him. She was like, no, I'm not going to let anybody stand me up, right? And make me wait 3 hours, and, you know, which is fair.
Mm.
So when she calls him, a woman answers the phone and says, it's Will's mother. And Miranda says, well, I don't know how you raised your son, but he just stood me up for a date. And then his mother said, Will died today.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
I mean, and if it was to happen to any of the girls, it would happen to Miranda.
Everything always happens to Miranda, but I as know. Well, it's how she's like, she's really on a high horse about being stood up, which, you know, fair enough, she's been stood up as far yeah. as she's aware. And she's yeah. really going off at his mum, like, you know, what kind of, you know, yeah, son yeah. does this, blah, blah, blah. And then her face just drops because, like, he's yeah. fucking dead. He's dead.
So we then damn. Cut to the girls at the diner, and Miranda is just like, says, they're starting to die on us. 35 and they're dying. We might as well give up. Mm. And Samantha's response to it was, well, at least he didn't, or at least you weren't stood up.
Mm. Always look on the bright side.
Yeah. So Sam changes the topic and says that she's got the girls a table at Samba next week. And she says that she could only get a table for four and asks Charlotte, would Trey mind staying at home? And she's looking quite like down and quiet. And she says, no, like he doesn't seem to be up for much these days. And she just looks quite down. And they ask her yeah. what's up. And she says that they have been trying to. And Samantha answers with, fuck.
Mm.
And Charlotte continues and says, and he's not able to get to be able to. And Sam says, get big and hard.
Yeah, she's not bothered about saying it, or Charlotte won't say the words.
No, but it's funny because, like, Charlotte in this scene, she's always like, she always cringes a little bit whenever Samantha says those words, where she's like, not that bothered.
Yeah.
She then says, it's really frustrating. And she said, she almost masturbated like right next to Trey, and she was so ashamed. And they have a conversation about how it's okay for a man to do it, like Trey's doing it, you know.
He is like, he's doing it in the bathroom with his little magazine,
and how it's quite like very much a taboo thing for like women, like women don't really talk about it. And and obviously in Sex and the City it is very much talked about, because, and I think Samantha is, you know,
yeah,
talks about it quite a lot.
I honestly think the only one that maybe hasn't, maybe she has, like maybe she's referenced it like once, but I honestly think we don't hear that a lot with Carrie, whereas Samantha, Miranda and Charlotte all have. And obviously Samantha is the one to be like, I masturbated, I did this.
Yeah.
Miranda does, but she's just like, I'm not, you know, she doesn't necessarily shout about it. And Charlotte does, even though she doesn't talk about it. But Carrie just, you never really like hear that with Carrie.
But even with Carrie, she doesn't really talk that much about sex.
That's true.
You know, whereas again, the other three would even go into the detail, including Charlotte.
Mm.
Whereas like, yeah, Carrie's not that, wouldn't discuss it yeah. that much. Yeah.
Which is weird considering her job. Yeah. But okay.
So Samantha says that Trey sees you as his virtual wife and you need to change the way he looks at you. Charlotte says, like, how can she, you know, she can't be sexy and all of that. And the girls tell her that, of course, she's sexy, you know, you just need to show Trey. That kind of thing.
It's because as well, it's Carrie. She's like, you are sexy. She's like, you're something to look at. Like, it's the way she says it as well.
So next, Carrie arrives at her seminar, okay? And it's just like, it's looks as though it's like in a, almost like a university lecture theatre.
Lecture hall, probably.
Yeah, and it's packed out.
Mm.
And she arrives and just stands on the stage. Well, it's not really a stage, it's like a bit of a platform.
Yeah.
And she stands there with her handbag in her hand, right? And bear in mind, right? People have paid, one. And she alluded to the fact that she had stayed in all week to work on something. She brought fuck all with her, right? Mm. She just stood there with her handbag in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
She just starts talking and she says, well, I've had a lot of experience with men, some good, some bad, some ugly. And then she says, and there's two million single men in the city. And she makes a joke about how she's dated about half of them. And She says, next time you're out in the morning in the city, you could turn a corner and bam, bright lights, Date City. And that was kind of it, right? And then and someone asks, like, can you be more specific? And she's sort of like hesitant. She's like sort of like fumbling her words. And she's like, oh, like Mickey Mantle's or something like that. Or like a sports bar. Mm. And someone's like, oh, I've been there. They're all married. So she starts then trying to like find examples. And she gives one and it didn't really like end very well. And she was like, oh, that's a bad example. And then someone asks, like, are you married? She says no, and they look at her quite in a quite judgmental way. And someone asks then, have you ever been married? And she says no. And then someone asks, how old are you? And then she says, look, I'm not an expert on men. I just write about this stuff. Which again, I'm like, what are you saying? Like, you're not even backing yourself at all with this.
I don't know how. Did she say how she got this like job? How did this all come about?
Obviously someone asked her to do it.
I mean, it's just minimal effort. Try, Carrie. Just try, for God's sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what else are you doing? You write one column a week. Just try.
Yes. When she says that, she says, why the hell are we paying to hear you talk? And Carrie says in the voice, which is very, you know, I would agree with her. And Carrie says in the voiceover, the one thing I learned from at the Learning Annex was maybe I should have stayed home. And I agree with you. We're back in her apartment and she says in the voiceover, if you stay single in New York long enough, you're supposed to get wiser about dating, what men to pick, where to meet them. But what really made any of us experts? Wasn't our single status a neon sign that we couldn't get it right? What if all of these years in New York only made us older, more confused, or dead? Are we getting wiser or just older?
I think that wisdom has nothing to do with age. Wisdom Yes. has to do with your experience, what you've been through. So your question doesn't really make sense, Carrie. You put about as much effort into that as you did into that Learning Annex. So
yeah. That's where we'll leave that, because I think you're completely right. Miranda and Carrie then go to Will's wake. Obviously, Miranda needed a bit of... We learn, and I forgot to mention, that she told his mother that she would go to the wake, which maybe she probably shouldn't have, but there we go.
I understand why she did, though. You've just gone on the phone and been like, your son's this, your son's that, yeah. He's dead. Oh, shit. Like, you want to clean up that mess as quick as possible, so...
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'll be there, yeah.
Yes, he was a great man.
And Carrie's talking about the seminar, and she mentions that she has to take another one next week. And Miranda's like, bring a bodyguard next time. There's an open casket, which then Carrie makes like a big deal about. And I'm like, you're at the fucking funeral. If I was like Miranda, I would literally be like, fuck up right now.
Like, she literally is like, they're walking towards the casket yeah. and she just decides that because it's an open casket, she can't deal with it. And she's like turning around. I'm like, this guy's family is here. Get it together for 15 yeah. seconds. Close your eyes if you have to. Just walk up, turn around, walk back. Yeah. Like, why can't people just try? Just try. Yeah,
I know. This episode should be called Try, Carrie. Just try.
And every episode should be called yeah, that, yeah. let's be honest.
Yes. So when Carrie eventually wises up and goes up to the casket, she's like, wow, he's cute. And Miranda's like, damn.
Yeah.
So then they go to like the after party type thing. I don't know necessarily like to call it a party. Well, no, that was the wake. She said that's a wake.
They no, called that surely a wake. That was the funeral. They were like,
well, I thought it was the funeral, but she says that she's going to the wake. And then they called it like the wake's party or something like that.
It's the after party.
The after party, yeah.
The after party. The afterlife party.
And yeah, the after, yeah, exactly. And Miranda says, I like him even more now. He was organized enough to have a will. Carrie bumps into someone that she used to date called Jim. And he was roommates with Will, which just, roommates in college, not currently, with Will in which was just a very small world. And Miranda is like sort of like laughing at all his jokes, and he sort of explains that him and Will were always very competitive. And Carrie says, "You were the classic frenemies." Miranda then just like pops in and is like, "I'm a lawyer." And Jim says, "I'm not drunk enough."
It's so funny because she clearly like, she's clearly attracted to him.
Yeah.
And she just wants to insert herself into the conversation.
Into the conversation.
I'm a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer. And Jim says, "I'm not drunk enough." And goes to get a drink and says, "Oh, I'll come back, don't go." And Miranda says to Carrie, "Oh, he's cute." And Carrie says, "He's an asshole." And she says she thought he was great, and then when they broke up, he became an asshole. He came back with a drink from Miranda, and Carrie literally just turned away and walked the other way and left the two of them alone. So they have a brief chat, and he asks if he could see her again, and she literally like is so excited and like grabs her card and is like, "There's my number and there's my email."
Yeah, she gives him like multiple options, like she's so eager.
She's like, "This guy will call me."
Yeah.
Or contact me in some sort of way.
Do you know what? Given her track, her recent track history, I don't blame her. She's had sandwiches. She's had bracelets. Like, she's gone through it.
She Paul really Miranda. Has. God love her. So we cut to a quick scene of Samantha having sex with Sebastian again. And again, the bed is like moving across the room again. We then cut to Trey and Charlotte, and she's just watching him sleep. Like,
it's a really quick scene.
Yeah, very, very quick scene. And then the girls are at lunch again, and Sam says that they nearly broke the bed. So, yeah, he made her come 6 times, and they sort of ask her about him. She doesn't know anything about him. And Charlotte's getting, like, more and more annoyed, and she says, like, "Why do you always have to talk about sex like this? Like, sex is something to be shared between two people that love each other. When are you ever going to learn that you can't sleep with anything that comes by?" And Sam says, "Well, at least I'm getting laid," which then just like obviously burnt Charlotte a little bit more. So Charlotte gets up and storms off, and Sam shouts after, "You can forget about Samba."
Yeah, but she literally calls her as well when she says, "At least I'm getting laid." She says, "Mrs. Softy. Hey, Mrs. Softy, at least I'm getting laid." So it's like, it's not even just you're not having sex, it's just, your husband's got a problem.
Yeah.
It's like, it was two digs. But I will say that Charlotte did kind of start it. She knows Samantha. That is Samantha. And this is the second time that Charlotte has had issue with Samantha.
And her having, and her lifestyle, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I can understand, like, Charlotte's at her wit's end here. She's, like, obviously not happy.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm not, like, snapping at your friend isn't, like, okay. There's obviously a reason behind it. It's not a great situation she's in. And it is a little bit insensitive then coming from Samantha.
I get it. And I understand, you know, it's also very Charlotte to say something like that anyway. Yeah. And I do feel like Samantha took it to a level, but I don't know, I just feel like this is now the second time that Charlotte has had issue with Samantha. And I don't know, it was bad on both parts, but I do think Samantha took it to a bit of a very personal place.
Yeah, but you have to remember now that Samantha also comments a lot on Charlotte's way of living as such, and sort of opinions about things. But the one that you're talking about is obviously was when she slept with her brother, right?
Yeah,
which wasn't okay. But like in general, they're very much like, we have opposite ways of thinking about this.
It's true.
So Carrie and Miranda are sort of walking down the street after the whole thing. I missed a part. When Charlotte leaves, the girls are like, "I'm not getting involved." And she says, like, "I don't need this. Yous can forget about Samba too." Afterwards, Carrie and Miranda are walking down the street, and they're sort of talking about how they're like, it's really petty between them and they just want to stay out of it. And Miranda then asks, like, would it be okay if she would go can go out with Jim. And Carrie's like, look, he's not good. He's an asshole. And Miranda rightly says, look, it was 8 years ago. Maybe he's changed. And then she says, he's alive and he asked me out.
I know.
God love her.
I know. Sometimes you just want to give her a hug and just say it's going to be okay.
I know.
But the thing is, we don't know that it's going to work out. That's what makes it even more tragic.
Yeah.
I just hope, genuinely, I need to know that Miranda gets a happy ending. That's what I need.
She seemed pretty happy at the end of, and just like that.
Yeah, but it was like, it was such a fleet, like it was just a quick scene. We didn't, you know, it was like, it was literally like the first date. It was nothing. Yeah. It was like,
it wasn't even a date. Yeah.
Exactly. I wanted to live a Jules and Mimi fantasy and live above a hat shop. No, a flower shop. Was it a hat shop or a flower shop?
I thought it was a flower shop.
Maybe it is. Well, what's the hat got to do with it?
Is it a hat shop?
Finishing the hat. I don't know.
Anyway. So Carrie and Charlotte are out shopping for lingerie. And Carrie says that Charlotte realized that if Trey ever wanted to see that sexual part of her, she would have to dress the part. So she's trying to like get something sexy to wear for Trey. And she's going for all these like neon frilly things. And Carrie sort of suggests like, you know, try and just be yourself with this, you know, that like it's not very her.
Yeah.
But she says that she wants to be like different and someone else. And then Carrie says it's more of a Samantha job. And then says like, look, she doesn't mean to be hurtful. And there was like two of you in that situation that, you know, wasn't great.
Yeah.
And Charlotte then says, look, I've too much going on for a lecture. So that was that. So Samantha's out shopping and she's like in a clothes shop and she's trying to look, she's looking at this scarf and she's pulling at it from one end and somebody else is pulling at it from another. Yeah. And they're obviously both wanting it and they have a bit of like back and forth and they sort of have a similar personality. Instantly you can see that.
She's almost like the southern version of Samantha. They look the same, like the blonde hair, they dress the same. They're both very like strong, independent women that are just like, I'm going to have this scarf.
Yeah. So they introduce themselves to each other. She's Claire Anne. And like you said, she's a southern gal. And she says, I'll let you have the scarf if you can show me where a gal can get a stiff drink in a dark bar around here. Obviously, Samantha's keen. She's like, I need a new friend. So, yep. So Miranda and Jim are out for their date and they're laughing together. They have a nice kiss. And Miranda says that Carrie didn't think we would get along. And he says, look, it was a long time ago. He was in a band called Uncle Ted's Ass.
Wow.
Wow. And then they have another like nice goodnight kiss and he says like, I'd like to see you again. And that was it. She then calls Carrie the next day to talk about the date. But Carrie first tells her that for the last seminar, she did actually ask for a refund.
I mean, why is she surprised?
I mean, I would ask for a refund.
100%.
And yes, Miranda tells her that the date was really good and that they're going out again. And Carrie's just not really into it.
But what's like your opinion on this? Because Carrie is saying he's an asshole. And she says it was fine when we were together. It was when we broke up. And she's warning Miranda that he is not who he appears to be. But Miranda still wants to go out with him anyway. Like, I just wondered, like, what your thoughts were.
It is hard because, like, I think the 8-year gap.
Yeah, it's a long time.
It is a long time. I think that would make a difference. Like, if someone said to me, oh, I went out with someone and it was only a year ago and they did this, that and the other to me, you know, you'd second guess. But I think because it was quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's fair. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I think it's fair, you know, like it's been 8 years. Can people change? Yes, but I just feel like you'd always have that and that sort of, you'd always have a sense of whenever they do something that's, I don't know, potentially like red flaggy, you would just latch onto it and be like, well, that's the person that Carrie's talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's like, it's been 8 years. It's only a date. It's fine. But I think if somebody did say that to me, I would just be cautious.
Yeah, you'd definitely second guess. Especially like such a good friend, like their best friends. You know, if somebody who I didn't really know said it to me, I'd be like, okay,
what's your intention?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's true.
Because Carrie doesn't seem upset or hurt that Miranda wants to go out with him. Because there's people that would definitely be like that, but Carrie is just like, don't do it. He's just an asshole.
Yeah, and she's even not being like, oh, I'm glad you had a good time or anything like that. She's just like, so she's not giving it much, you know. Like she's not giving it much airtime as such.
Yeah.
So Miranda says that she feels really weird about going out with a guy that she doesn't like and says that they all should go out for a drink, which Carrie's like a bit about. So next, Charlotte is out with her old friends from, it's the Sisters of Kappa Kappa Gamma. And they are all so very like prim and proper. Like
they're all Charlottes.
Yes, but like extreme Charlottes.
Yeah, it's very conservative Charlotte.
Yes, yeah. And because Charlotte still does have quite a bit of an edge, which we will see in this, you know, in this scene. So they congratulate her on the marriage and one of them says like, oh, when we got married, like we couldn't stare out of the bedroom. And someone's like, oh, like you can't say that, you know. So that's the level of conversation that they're at, you know. They can't even say something very vague about their sex life. Charlotte's getting a little bit drunk and she says...
She's always drunk, Charlotte.
Yeah, I know. She says, my husband can't get it up. And then she's like, it's like she just goes, and don't you ever just want to be pounded to the wall? And she's just like shouting. She goes into the detail and she's like, and she's just shouting, I just really want to be fucked. And they just are like gobsmacked and they're like, Charlotte, that is so inappropriate.
She is now the Samantha in this situation.
Yes, and that's exactly what Carrie says in the voiceover, that Charlotte's friends had become frenemies and to them she had become Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
So Carol Ann and Samantha are out for a drink and they cheers to new friends and hot men. And Samantha invites her to Samba on the Saturday and she says it's a reservation for four. So they sort of look over and there's two men at a table and they decide to go over and obviously get a chat. Carrie in the voiceover says that Samantha was excited to meet someone who was as open with her sexuality as she was. Carol Ann is, so they're both talking to the guys, and they're all having fun, the four of them together. And they sort of almost have like picked one each, right? So Carol Ann is talking to one of the guys and she's like, you're so cute, I'm gonna eat you up. And she says, yes, I'm gonna eat you up. And she then proceeds to get under the table and start giving the guy a blowjob. And in the middle of a nice looking restaurant,
It's not even like she goes under the table and you can't see her. She's half stuck out of the table. The table's going up and down.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy is clearly getting a blowjob.
Yeah.
It's the most... Honestly, it's so disturbing. It's not right.
It's not right. Okay. And Samantha is rightly horrified. She sort of like knocks on the table and she says, I'm going. And she says, and you can forget about Samba.
Yeah.
Which I just love. Carrie says that night, Samantha learned that she had a little Charlotte in her. So Carrie, Jim and Miranda are out for having a wee drink.
I think it's weird,
especially because they're not really, this is what I didn't understand because, I mean, her and Jim aren't really going out. You know, they've been on one date.
If they were going to be girlfriend and boyfriend or, you know, move in or whatever, then that's different. But they've been on one date. Like, it's early days.
it would be like, okay, we need to sort out the situation between you and Carrie now because we are official.
Yeah.
Mm. Miranda is just gushing over Jim and she's like, you know, did you hear he wrote that on like his thesis about this? And she's like, oh, I never knew that. And Jim's just like putting in the wee digs and he's like, yeah, there was a lot you didn't know about me.
Mm.
And then he like gets a waitress to get Miranda a drink and not Carrie. And then he tells Carrie that he reads her column and it's really good. And he's like, there's a lot of sex in there. You didn't know much about sex when we were together. Miranda asks like to Carrie, oh, did you ever see his band play? And Jim says she was too busy shopping for shoes. They come in handy when you're walking all over people. So Miranda then is like, stop this. Carrie doesn't walk over people. And then it just goes into like a whole thing of like, you know, all of them just calling each other, apart from Miranda and Carrie, obviously, an asshole. Mm. It's like, yeah, you were an asshole, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but at the point when he said, because the first real dig was when he said, you didn't seem to know too much about sex when we were dating. And that's more than enough. That is more than enough to be like, you're a dickhead, leave, or we're leaving, you know. But it kept going, and then, yeah, it got really, like, heated.
Yeah. And so Miranda then just says, don't call me again. And then he goes all like, oh, the lawyer doesn't want me to call you. Like, and then she just, like, and then he shouts back, yous are both assholes. And yeah.
He's a classic narcissist. Like,
oh, it was shot. He went literally from being like Mr. Charmer to like an absolute asshole in the space of a couple of seconds.
Classic narcissist, like love bomb. And then I don't get what I want. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Carrie and Miranda are sort of walking down the street and Carrie's sort of like laughing a bit awkwardly and Miranda's like, just say it. And she says, I told you so. Miranda sort of says like, how did I fall for it? And Carrie says, your date dies, you panic.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Which is true.
Which is fair.
Yeah. So we're at Charlotte and Trey's apartment and Carrie said in the voiceover that Charlotte was ready for the Samantha in her to come out. She walks into the bedroom and she's bought a piece of like lingerie that's like obviously more her, you know.
It's floral. Sort of like,
it's floral.
But it's still see-through.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a long sort of, almost like a nightdress type situation. Mm. So she walks into the bedroom and Trey sort of is like, what have you got on? He's not the nicest in this point. He's like, you know.
You know, if your wife comes through the door, she's wearing a see-through thing, you at least tell her she looks good. He's just like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you wearing? You look stupid. Maybe he doesn't say that, but.
Well, he's like, that's not you. Take it off. Mm. So she's like, okay. And she takes it off. And then she tells him to look at her. And she says, I'm your wife, I'm sexual, and I love you. Then she starts touching herself. And he's just, like, mesmerized by it. He's like, what's happening here? And he just starts smiling.
It's like his sexual awakening with Charlotte.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, I think we have seals. Oh, the boat references I can't cope with.
I know.
So Carrie in the voiceover says that Trey successfully screwed his wife for a full minute and a half before the wind died.
They finally fucked!
Finally! So Charlotte then calls that one person that, you know, she wanted to tell, and it was Samantha, and she says, well, you finally fucked me. And she's like, great! Like, there was no need for an apology. I think they were both like, we were wrong, you know.
Yeah, and they've both realised what it's like to be the other person in that situation through their own experiences. So there's like an understanding. Yeah. And it's so cute, this, Charlotte and Samantha.
I know, I loved it. And Samantha says, like, don't forget about Samba. So, you know, it was just a cute scene. Carrie goes back to the Learning Annex to do her last seminar, and there's only about six people there. She then introduced herself again, and she says, look, you're not going to meet a man sitting here, grab your bags. And she basically brings them, and she says that she brought them to a bar and took the $300 that she got for doing the seminar and bought everyone drinks. And she was basically like taking each girl and sort of encouraging them in different ways to meet a guy in the bar. And Carrie says, that night I made 3 matches. I didn't even look for myself. After all, I try not to date where I work. So I guess the old and wise adage is true. Those who can't do teach, and those who can't teach do. And that is the end of the episode.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. I'm glad that those people that went to the seminar actually got something out of that, because they showed up again. So they were ready. They were ready to meet someone. And I'm glad that they got that. But yeah, it's a good episode. I'm happy that Trey and Charlotte finally fucked.
Yeah, that was a positive outcome of that. Yeah.
Yes. And still Miranda, though.
Oh, I know, God love her. But I'm excited to talk about the next episode.
Oh, okay. Any particular...
I just think it's a good episode.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so excited. Well, I hope you are excited to hear the next episode.
Of course they are. Of course you are.
Of course they are. Okay, so thanks very much for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.